as I mentioned earlier, grandfather's came from Scotland, I think Edinburgh, Scotland. Mm-hmm. And his father was a shoemaker, and consequently that's where my grandfather got the trade. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was the head shoemaker in ZCMI for a long time. Mm-hmm. And of course he worked at that. He also served in the state legislature for I don't know how long, one or two terms. Mm-hmm. And he was very active in civic affairs in Morgan County. Mm-hmm. And I think he held an office or two in the county organization. And my mother, or my grandmother, that's who you wanted to. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, of course, was a second wife. Or she was the first wife, and then grandfather married her niece, mm-hmm. as a second wife.
Oh, okay.
So there was two families.
Mm-hmm.
Annie family and Nellie family, who was a young girl,
mm-hmm.
Quite a lot younger than my mother. And they both raised families here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, mother was busy enough that she wasn't involved in anything much but church and family.
And children, yes. Okay. And so education was, well, probably not many people had a formal education.
No, no, at that time, most of the education was just to gain through reading and studying. And
on your own.
Mm-hmm. And my mother was quite educated from the standpoint of being self-educated. She
uh-huh.
was quite a reader, and she did a lot of sewing. She made all of her clothes and did a lot for her sisters. She was kind of the champion of the family as far as sewing went, and grandmother used to travel with her family, her daughters, and to see that they got a start in the sewing so that they could do for the families.
And so that was kind of an outside occupation for her, was this sewing that she helped
right.
with her kids. And
another thing I remember as a young boy that they did, they used to have a lot of these quilting bees.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a young kid getting under the quilt while the ladies were working around the quilt. And another thing they used to do, they used to make their own soap.
Mm-hmm.
Save the fat from the animals that they butchered. We used to butcher our own pork and our own beef, and always save the fat. And then they'd cook that fat and make soap out of it, laundry soap. And when they start this soap deal, usually mother and one or two or three of her sisters would go down on the Bear River, and they had a large cast iron kettle. It must have been 4 or 5 feet across, and probably would hold 50 gallon of liquid. And they set this up on legs and build a fire under it with willows and cook this.
The fat.
And after it was all cooked, I don't know, they used to put lye in it. I don't know what all they used to put
uh-huh.
in it. But when it was cooked and ready, then they'd lay it out on boards, pour it out, and they'd set up solid.
Wow.
And there was blocks about like that, about that square, and about that high. Some of them, according to the size they wanted,
mm-hmm.
is the way they cut it.
Wow.
It
we
is.
Sure have it easy now, going
we
to the
really
store
do.
To buy the bar of soap.
We really do.
So both your grandparents were from England, is that right?
My grandmother's family was from England. My grandfather was from Scotland.
Scotland, that's right, okay. And my grandfather went on his mission to Scotland.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that must have been
he was
fun.
In the area, I think, where Grandfather Stewart was.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd done a little research while he was there.
Now your wife, tell me about her. The same kinds of questions, kind of background and